Hi, Tom. I am so glad to be speaking to you today. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Farnoosh. I'm glad to be here.
We are talking about your experience of going through the program, Crack the Code to Get Promoted. And I want to start by asking you, what was your number one reason for investing in this course?
Well, you know, I've always been a very hard worker. I always did well in school. And, you know, all throughout my career, I always put in the hours. I always did everything my boss told me to do. I tried to be the best that I could be every day, and I kept finding over and over again, no matter where I worked or what setting I was in, I would always hit this limit. I could never influence the direction that the company was going in. My voice was never heard. I never got promoted. I would always get more and more tasks to do and more work, but less and less real input into the direction that things were going. And I got very frustrated. I even went back and got my MBA. Which I put myself through school at night. It's very difficult, and I thought, surely if I have an MBA, you know, people will start listening to me and I'll start succeeding in my career. But 10 years after I got my MBA, I was still stuck in the same place, just more and more work, really kind of like the grunt work that nobody else wanted to do. And I saw all these other people that seemed to be lazier or less talented or less passionate about their work, getting invited into management meetings and getting promoted and getting the plum assignments, where I was still stuck, you know, basically cleaning toilets, you know, the, the equivalent of toilet cleaning in the IT industry. I was kind of frustrated. I was a little desperate. You know, Jim Rohn has this saying that if you will change, everything will change for you. And I kind of knew that. I knew that there was something I wasn't doing, but I didn't know what it was. And when I saw the website for the course, it basically said, you know, this is the code, this is the secret that you're not getting. And I thought, I need to know that because I can't do this anymore. You know, after 20 years in my career, I can't still be at the bottom after all the effort and the time I've put in.
Right. No, I totally hear you. And you are exactly the person that I made this for, because I used to be in your shoes a long time ago. And then I was able to completely shift my approach. And speaking of that, so now you have had some time to go through the program. And I want to know, what is your biggest takeaway? And how has that, after you have implemented it, hopefully at your job, how has that shifted your perspective and the perception of others of you?
You know, like I said, you know, Jim Rohn has this saying that was very influential for me, that if you will change, everything will change for you. And what the course taught me was basically what I needed to change in order to tilt the odds in my favor and start succeeding and getting promoted and start getting victories instead of all these defeats and setbacks. You know, when we go to work, we're basically presenting ourselves to the outside world. It's just like if you go to the bakery and you see, let's say you see some food there that's not very appealing, and then you see some other food that looks delicious, you're going to buy the delicious food, and you may even pay extra for it. You know, that's kind of why Starbucks can charge $5 or $6 for a cup of coffee that maybe only costs 50 cents or a dollar at McDonald's. And what it showed me was, I'm the product, and the people around me are the customers, and that includes the people above me, all the way up in senior management, all the way down to my manager, all of my peers, and even the people I interact with that may be beneath me in the organization. Every day I show up, I'm presenting an image, and I have a brand. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to present the best product I can, present the best version of me. Every time I talk, every time I do some work, every time I interact with people, I'm leaving an impression with them. And what the course taught me is it helped me see myself through everybody else's eyes. And I mean, I think that sometimes you can get that information through, like, let's say a 360-degree evaluation, or you might be able to find somebody in the company with the guts to be honest with you and tell you what they see. But the course gave me everybody's perspective on me. Mm-hmm. And it also helped me to understand what their expectations are. And it gave me a standard of behavior that I could compare my own performance to every day. And what I found is I had made a lot of assumptions about why I wasn't getting promoted and why people were treating me a certain way. And usually the assumption was, the system's just not fair, or there's favoritism, or they're jealous of me, or this person is just a jerk. And unfortunately, what I found out is, you know, I just wasn't a really good product. I had very strong skills and a very narrow area of focus, and there were all these other skills, a large complement of associated skills that I was bumbling through. I was operating slightly above moron on a lot of those other areas. So it took a lot of work, and I mean, I had to be very honest with myself. But once I started to get it, and once I started to realize where I needed to put my effort into, things actually got a lot easier, and I started succeeding faster with less effort. I found out that even though I was working hard, I didn't have that sense of burnout or that sense that I was being used. I felt a little more in control of my work and my career and all that. And, you know, the most important thing for me is that people who used to be my adversaries or who used to hold me back actually started to like me, started working together in really positive collaborations. I mean, even with people where, you know, I've been at my current company for 8 years, there were people from the first day I started that there was just bad blood between us. When I learned how to be a valuable team player and to sort of use my strengths to help meet their needs and to appreciate the good in them and to collaborate with them on projects that were valuable to everybody in the organization and not just myself, it's like my value went up. I went from being that dingy cup of coffee at, like, you know, that you get from the street vendor, right, on the corner in New York, to the, you know, triple latte espresso from Starbucks or whatever. You know, and the really exciting thing to me is that I've learned that there's really no limit. I can keep working and developing the skills and providing the value and provide more and more value and better products and services. And the only thing that's going to limit me on my way up is basically myself and my performance. I think it's a great course. I think everybody should take it, but I secretly hope that the majority won't, because it'll make it so much easier for me to get it to the top if all of my colleagues stay in, you know, ignorance. But you know, I can't recommend the course highly enough. And I also have to say, you know, Farnoosh, you and I have spoken kind of on a personal level outside of the context of the course, and I can't speak highly enough about you either. The you know, as I worked through the course, it quickly became evident to me that whoever designed it really passionately cared about the people she was making the course for. And it's an incredibly well put together product. It's very well thought out. It's got a great logical organization. It's kind of like, it's a step-by-step process. You can take a little bite at a time and kind of chew on it and apply it. And then when you're ready, you can go on to the next module. If anybody's kind of on the fence and they're worrying about it, I would say, do it, buy the course, you won't be disappointed. And even if you are, Farnoosh has a money-back guarantee.
I do.
So I wasn't quite sure, and then I thought, well, worst-case scenario, I can return it. But I think, you know, the course is worth it for maybe 10 times what Farnoosh is charging. So, and I just want to make it clear, Farnoosh didn't ask me to say this. This is my honest opinion. Thank you for putting the course together. I mean, I feel like the blinders have been taken off, and I finally see, you know, what was holding me back. And I know if I want to succeed, I have to put in the effort, but at least I know where to put that effort now.
Thank you. I'm so happy for you, because when I started to see this in my own career, it was not about working harder. It was not about the system is unfair. It was so enlightening, and things started to make sense and things became easier. Just like you said, I'm very, very happy that you've done this for yourself, that your hard work is now really paying off. And I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to speak about this, because I really want to get real stories here and share with people what can really happen if you just stop getting in your own way and put some work and effort into what really it takes to get recognized and get promoted.